Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
As the dust begins to settle on the COVID pandemic, experts are beginning to ask which country's approach was most successful so we can all copy it. For the next pandemic, you'll probably remember that New Zealand took what was considered a very hardline approach. They committed early on to an elimination strategy to keep the virus out of the country as much as possible and to stamp it out quickly whenever it did appear. Well, one of the key medics who had devised that New Zealand strategy is in Ireland today. He spoke at an event last night organised by the Independent Scientific Advocacy Group. Professor Michael Baker is Professor of Public Health at the University of Otago in Wellington, and he's with me now. Professor Baker, you're very welcome indeed to the programme.
O kia ora, Cormac.
O kia ora, indeed. Tell us, remind us briefly how New Zealand managed the onset of COVID and how it worked.
Yes, well, one thing I'd say right at the beginning, there is no perfect response, as we've discovered. And with pandemics, we're all in it together. So I think we have a responsibility to learn from the very big diversity of approaches around the world. And now looking at them fairly systematically from with a scientific lens to say, what can we learn about different approaches? So one of the things is that strategies around the world in broad terms split into those did very little, some countries, those that had quite a strong, what we call suppression approach to minimize the number of cases, and then some countries that eliminated the virus, at least for a period. And across the Asia Pacific region, elimination was a dominant strategy for about 18 months to 2 years. And there are a number of countries that had a huge geographic advantage, places like New Zealand, Australia, Singapore, Taiwan. But there were also places like Vietnam and Thailand and Laos and Mongolia that also followed that approach. So you didn't have to be a wealthy country on island. So in New Zealand, quite early on, we discovered or we looked at the evidence coming in to show that the pandemic had been stopped in Wuhan. So we thought, well, look, we'll try our best to eliminate it. And that approach did work very well for us.
You went for, I suppose you could characterise it with severe restrictions early or late. And we used to go for some restrictions, but then when the numbers got very high, the severe restrictions, like the restriction of movement, lockdown, severe lockdown was announced, and people, because they realised how high the numbers were and how dangerous the virus was, they rode in with it. But you guys went in for elimination, as you say, severe restrictions very early on.
Yeah, and the great advantage of going full on at the beginning is that you can then relax. And we had for the best part of 2 years minimal restrictions in New Zealand. So we had, in fact, we've now quantified this, and you can do this for every country in the world, with using various online tools, we had some of the least lockdown of any country in the world. And the reason was that there was no virus circulating. So one of the things I would say, if you look at health, civil liberties and restrictions, and the economy, all of those things perform very well with an elimination approach. And people sometimes said, oh, poor New Zealand, you were under lockdown for 2 years or more. We weren't actually. We only had very brief periods of lockdown. The main restriction we did have was managing our borders very tightly.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get to that in just a second. And in terms of COVID-related deaths or deaths linked to COVID, Ireland has had over 9,000 COVID deaths, let's say. New Zealand has fared quite well, one third of that, just over 3,100 or so. So in terms of deaths and so on, you did very well.
Yeah, well, it is a good strategy. And one of the things it does, because we obviously had to open up once Omicron was circulating. And so the benefits of eliminating the virus for 2 years, one of them is that it gives you time to vaccinate people. And the other thing is you learn more about how to manage people who get very sick with this infection. You don't have to put them all on ventilators. You can treat them with various drugs like dexamethasone, and you can treat them with oxygen therapy much more effectively. So really, with a new emerging disease, time is on your side. You really want to maximize it. And I'd say that's the big benefit of an elimination approach, is that you can sometimes stamp things out at source, But the other big benefit is delaying circulation.
I just wonder, though, Michael, if that is, if you can actually use that approach everywhere. If you compare New Zealand and Ireland, for example, two island nations, populations similar, but there's a remoteness associated with New Zealand that we simply don't have here. We have a border on our island, and we have the common travel area with the rest of the UK. And then you have that kind of connectedness, crossings over and back the border, which makes the type of elimination strategy that you have, not to mention countries in Central Europe, but even to compare it with Ireland, much more difficult.
Oh, look, I totally agree. But one of the things with elimination is it works much better if, right at the beginning, there's a globally coordinated approach. And we talked about green zones, and we, for a period, had a green zone with a number of Pacific islands that also eliminated the virus, and with Australia as well. And so basically, if you had an agreement across the across Europe and the UK that you'd first go for elimination, it becomes much more achievable. And we're really advocating that when the World Health Organization identifies the next public health emergency of international concern, they actually assign a strategy. And we think that elimination at source should always be the preferred option. I mean, just imagine if in November 2019 in China, they'd said, look, we've got a new coronavirus that's putting people in hospital. We should shut down that area and do everything we can to eliminate its source. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've shown they could do that.
Yeah, but
I just think the world needs to shift to that approach.
But if that were to happen, and really briefly, because I'm running out of time, I just wonder about the psychology of it. Could people do it? I mean, I think if vaccines hadn't come, the tough lockdowns could be more difficult to police and impose, I'd say.
Well, I think they would be hard to sustain. And I think in New Zealand's case, the border restrictions were really tough because, you know, they restricted the number. People were still coming in, 500 a day, but it was a lot less than usual. So, yes, I think after a couple of years, it is hard to keep them up. But it was still possible. And obviously, if we think about the next flu pandemic, it should be possible to get a vaccine available within 3 months. So the technology is getting much better. Mm-hmm. So I do think that trying to delay these, if you can't stamp them out at source, delaying them is a very good idea.
Okay, well, it's great to talk to you, Professor Michael Baker, Professor of Public Health at the University of Otago in Wellington. Gura míle maga. Thank you.